Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
The Greeks we hear about in today's Gospel are people from one of the Jewish colonies that existed in major cities across the Roman Empire. Greek was a universal language in the Eastern Empire, and that's why these Jewish pilgrims are called Greeks by the locals. The fact that people from Jewish colonies are looking for Jesus is a sign of how widespread his fame is. His cause is ready to begin spreading abroad, and possibly some of the apostles are eager for this to happen. Jesus is eager as well, but he reads this sign of readiness differently. He can foresee that his disciples will soon go to many of these cities, and that his message will spread like fire through Peter, Paul, Barnabas, Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos, and many others. The Lord wants to use human means to make his message of salvation reach many. Good human leaders, eloquent preaching, an inspiring liturgy, and the good example of believers. But he also knows that if everything is reduced to human means, it won't last for too long. Things will soon die out. They will be crushed by persecution or will go out of fashion. The only way to ensure its continuity and strike deep roots is to transform human hearts. And that requires divine supernatural means. That's why Jesus says that he needs to go through the cross and resurrection, to die like a grain of wheat, to bear much fruit. It is that supernatural power springing from his cross and resurrection that will accomplish that transformation, writing God's law in people's hearts and drawing them to Christ. These supernatural means can sound a bit counterintuitive, but looking at the way things have progressed since Jesus said those words, we can tell how effective that divine power is. And, I should add, Christ wants us to use both types of means in building his kingdom, natural and supernatural. He wants us to have good preaching, inspiring examples, and good organization, but also the power that comes from the Holy Spirit and all the sacraments and means of grace that he gives us. So have you seen the impact of God's grace in your own life or in the lives of others? How does Jesus want you to combine both aspects in your endeavors, your human talents and potential, and also supernatural means? Why do you think that both are important if you want to bear fruit?